I want to thank Reverend Stuart for the kind words of welcome here tonight to Balmaina. It's lovely to be here with you, and we're not too far from home. It's nice to be just a couple of minutes down the road. So it is lovely to be here with you tonight and to come and to share with you the work that we have been doing among our boys and girls here in Northern Ireland, especially over the past couple of years, and the work that we especially did with FPC Kids. And I do hope tonight that, as you see what we've been doing, that you'll be encouraged. Most of all, go home encouraged to know that the Lord has been working among our boys and girls. Even in the midst of a global pandemic, the Lord did work, and he saved our boys and girls here in this land, and that he's continuing to work among our boys and girls. So if anything tonight, I do hope that you will go home encouraged to know that the Lord is still working among our boys and girls. But I'd ask you tonight, first of all, to turn to the Word of God, to the letter of 3 John. John, and we're just going to read the first four verses of this letter. Third John, and verse 1, we read, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." And we'll end our reading there at the end of verse 4 of this letter of 3 John. I want to begin tonight by saying thank you to you as a congregation here in Balmaina for your continued prayers and practical support for the children's work throughout the past few years. Like I said, I am really grateful to be here tonight to be able to share with you a report on the work that has been done over the past couple of years among our boys and girls. And like I said, to encourage you that your prayers for this work have been answered. And we really do appreciate your prayers, and your prayers are what drives the work forward for the Lord. And again, like I said, to encourage you to keep on praying. As you can imagine, the past 3 years or so have been strange years at times and difficult, but also a blessed time where we did see the Lord's work among the boys and girls going forward, perhaps not in the ways or means that we thought it would go forward, but forward nonetheless. And surely, if we've been taught anything over these past few years, is that truth there that we read in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." It does have to be said that the Lord's thoughts and ways over these past few years did push not only me, but also Robert and Joyce and many others out of our comfort zone at times. And I think I can safely say that we all felt a little bit out of our depth. But it is good at times to be pushed out of your comfort zone. And the Lord has truly showed us that he can do a great work, whatever the circumstances may be. I would like you to think back tonight to March of 2020. I know a lot of us would like to completely erase that and time from our brains. But March of 2020 saw us as a church having to come up with a new way of reaching boys and girls with the gospel because of the pandemic. If you can remember, our churches were closed and kids weren't able to go to Sunday school or children's meetings, and we ourselves couldn't go and speak to children in churches or in schools. And so we were asked by our mission board to form an online ministry for the boys and girls, which we did end up doing, called FPC Kids. Now, I had just begun working under the mission board in March of 2019, and that first year of my work for the Lord was kind of what you would think of when you think of a children's worker. We were going into schools and doing children's meetings and things like that. However, little did I know, little did anyone know, that a year into my work for the Lord, things would so drastically change. And it really was March of 2020 when things did change a lot. And I can remember there was a week really at the beginning of March where every day we were getting phone calls from ministers, from teachers saying, "Listen, we're really sorry, but we're going to have to cancel that meeting that we had you booked for." And my diary was pretty full at that time, but within a space of a week, it really did empty. And I didn't have anything in my diary at that point up to summer of 2020. And so I really was at a loss to what to do, but there wasn't really anything that we could, well, we thought we could do about it at the time. And I kind of thought to myself, well, that's that. Nothing really we can do about it. And I live on a farm. My dad's a dairy farmer. And I thought to myself, I'll go help him for a few months or a few weeks. I think we just thought this would last for a few weeks. And I was like, well, help him for a few weeks. Give me something to do. And this will be over in no time. But after all these things were going through my head, I got a phone call from Alistair. And Alistair rung me up to say that the mission board wanted myself and Robert and Joyce to form, like I said, an online ministry for boys and girls. And so on the 20th of March 2020, myself and Robert and Joyce and Alistair and Catherine as well, and Glenn too, we all came together over, I think it was Skype, don't think Zoom was about at that time, over Skype, and we had a discussion and we decided that we would try our best in a way to form some sort of ministry for the boys and girls. And we decided at that time that we would use the platforms of Facebook and YouTube to put whatever videos we were going to do. We put these videos up, as most people have access to Facebook or YouTube. And we discussed for quite a while what type of meeting that we would do, whether we would try to do a full-blown children's meeting, have choruses and memory verses, or just do sort of a lesson. But we decided that we would try to do meetings as much like a children's meeting as possible that the kids would usually come to church with. And so we came up with two different types of meetings that we would do. And those two meetings were Bible Corners and our Wee Words. And you can tell a lot of us were from Ballymena with our Wee Words. And so that made its influence in there. But our Bible Corners and our Wee Words. And our Bible Corners were those meetings that we put out, or those videos that we put out on a Friday night and a Sunday morning to really act like a children's meeting and a Sunday school. And those wee videos had choruses, they had memory verses, and then the Bible lesson. And our Wee Words were slightly different. They were only about 5 or 10 minutes long, slightly more devotional type messages. And they went out on a Wednesday at 12 o'clock. And this is when the kids were all off school. So this is something for them to watch in the middle of the week. And so we had these two videos, or these two different types of meetings that we planned to record and to put out for the kids to be able to watch, something very specific for the boys and girls of our denomination and further afield as well. Now, the plan was at that time to go to Cumber, our church in Cumber, to record. They very kindly said we could go and use their facilities there. But as I was saying earlier, God's ways are not always our ways. And I think it was the next day or a couple of days after we had this discussion. If you remember, the country was put into total lockdown and we were told very firmly to stay at home. And so our plan for all of us to go to Cumber and for Catherine to come along and record us was put in abeyance for a while. And we had to go to plan B, which was to record ourselves in our own homes. Now, for some reason, they picked me to be the first person to do up a recording. I don't know why they picked me, but they gave me a week. That's all they gave me. Time was really of the essence. It was 20th of March. This was all brought together, and that was a Friday, and we wanted the first video out that next Friday, the 27th of March. And I don't think I'll ever forget that week. It was the most stressful week I've lived through so far, and it was hard. And I have to admit, those first few months where we did record at home, they were difficult. This is very brand new to me, brand new to everyone, I think. And just wee simple things like you thought you pressed record and you hadn't, or the audio didn't match up with what you were saying, or you made a mistake, which in a normal circumstance, you would just keep going. But for some reason, there's that little voice in the back of your head saying, this is here forever, you can't make any mistakes. So they were hard the first few months, and I know myself and Robert did find it tough doing them at home. And Catherine as well, I'm sure, found it hard too, putting everything together. But we persevered, and we did manage to get the first meeting out on the 27th of March of 2020. And I don't really think we knew how they would go down or if kids would really want to watch these videos. This is something brand new. Of course, as time went on, it got more normal for them to have school online and things like that. But this was at the very beginning, and we just didn't know if kids were going to want to watch these, if they were going to want to sing along with the choruses and do the actions and do the memory verses and things like that. We just didn't know how they would go. But we were totally amazed at the response that we got from that first video that went out, and so amazed at the support that we got from that first one and all the videos that we produced over that year and a half or so that we did these videos. And that first video that went out, it was amazing how many families watched into that video, how many families wanted to watch in, and all the messages that we got, the messages of support from people saying how well the videos looked and how they were spoken to through the videos. And we had people watching from all over Northern Ireland, down into the south, over in the mainland, Australia, Canada, people watching from all over the world. And it was amazing to see how God even used this and opened up this door for us, for him to even use us during this time where we thought we couldn't do anything. The Lord opened this door and he allowed us to even serve him in this way. When it seemed like it was impossible, God opened up this door for us. And we even heard of a little girl coming and asking the Lord to be her saviour from that first video that went out. And that was like a real seal of approval from the Lord on what we were doing. And we are so thankful to him, how he did use and spoke to boys and girls through these videos that went out. And we pray and hope that he will continue to speak to many, even about their need of a saviour, and to help them on in their walk with the Lord. So that was our Bible corners and our wee words that we put out. And here's what we look like. Maybe you haven't seen any of our videos before. There's myself and Robert and Joyce, very bright, very colourful. Of course, wanting the boys and girls to watch it. And so these were our Bible corners. And we began with two of these each week, one on a Friday and one on a Sunday morning. And then gradually, just as restrictions lifted, we gradually reduced the amount of videos that we were putting out. And eventually we stopped putting out new videos just because Sunday schools were back and children's meetings were back. But all of those videos are still there for kids to go on and to watch. And we do hear of people going on and putting these videos on for their wee ones to watch, which is very encouraging even for us to know that these videos are still being used. And then we have our wee words. And like I said, they're slightly different from our Bible corners. And with these wee words, we were able to do a few different things with them. And Robert, I think he either has a vintage car, he loves his classic cars, and he was out in his cars, and he was up in the Mourne Mountains a week as well. And like I said, I live on a farm, and so I did a wee series out with the farm and the dairy farm, and out with the cows, and that was interesting to film with 100-odd cows standing around you wondering what you were doing. But the kids seemed to really enjoy these, and adults as well, and they were just something a wee bit different, and perhaps more targeted towards those children who are saved, and helping them on in their walk with the Lord. And so we did about 15 or so of these, and like I said, they did go down well among the boys and girls. And along with our videos that we did, we also had worksheets that we sent out every week. With each Bible corner that went out, there was a worksheet for the kids to be able to fill out. And they were able to print these off our Facebook page, and then they filled them out, took a wee photo, sent them back to us, and we put them up on the Facebook page for people to see. And just something to help them to remember what they had just learned in their Bible lesson. And there was a real core group of kids who did these every single week. And we want to thank them and thank their parents for encouraging their kids to do that. And so we do want to say thank you to them for that. So that was our two main meetings that we did. We had our Bible corners and our wee words. But thinking back to summer of 2020, we were all hoping and praying that we would have in-person holiday Bible clubs. And I had an especially busy summer and booked out that year of holiday Bible clubs. And I'm sure Robert and Joyce had the same. However, it wasn't the Lord's will at that time that these holiday Bible clubs go ahead. And they were all cancelled. And again, we understand that to keep everyone as safe as possible. But it became very apparent to us that people were expecting FPC kids to do some sort of holiday Bible club, some sort of online holiday Bible club. And so we ended up doing holiday Bible clubs. We ended up doing five of these over kind of the time when we put out these videos. And to me personally, these holiday Bible clubs were the highlight of the online ministry that we did. And the Lord really used these weeks to speak to boys and girls and to speak to them about their need of a saviour, their need to come and ask the Lord to take away their sins, and even again to help them on in their walk with the Lord. And we do feel like the Lord really used these weeks even, like I said, to do a great work for him among our boys and girls. And for these holiday Bible clubs, we tried to make them as much like a holiday Bible club and that the kids would go to in church. And so it lasted for the whole week, Monday to Friday. They were about 40 or 50 minutes long, and they had choruses, they had a theme for the week, a missionary story, crafts, worksheets, and quizzes. Everything that you would expect in a holiday Bible club, we tried to get it in there. And we had, like I said, we did five of these. We did two in summer of 2020, one winter of 2020, one Easter 2021, and one summer of 2021. I think that adds up to five. So we did five of these holiday Bible clubs. And like I said, the Lord really did use these to speak to boys and girls. And the great thing about these holiday Bible clubs was that churches were able to get involved. And we had a lot of churches who came to us and said, listen, it'd be great if we had something that we could give out to the kids in their local areas, really as a form of outreach to try to encourage the children who maybe weren't coming to church, maybe didn't hear about these videos, to encourage them to watch and to tune in and to watch these holiday Bible clubs. And so we were able to do up packs for churches to send out, and these packs just included a wee personalised invitation from the church, and then just a wee thing about who we were, and then included the worksheets for the week, the craft booklet for the week, and some churches even sent out the craft supplies for the week as well. And there's about 25 or so churches who got involved over these holiday Bible clubs, and we want to thank them for that and for their support. And we do hope that these packs that were done were really a form of outreach. And we do hope that even they were used to encourage children, maybe in the local area, to tune in and to watch those holiday Bible clubs. Now, eventually, we were able to get to Cumber to all record together, which was a big weight off everyone's shoulders. And I think it was around June time that we were able to go to Cumber. And so myself and Robert and Joyce and Catherine came along too. And we're all able to go down and to record. And some people have asked, well, what did you sort of look like when you record it? And some people think it's very fancy, but to be honest, we basically were, as you can see from the photos, basically we're standing in front of a green screen, and you had Catherine there standing in front of you with her camera, and you just had to talk. And I must admit, that was hard at the start. I'm used to, we can't really see, or we couldn't see what was coming up beside us. We didn't have any graphics with us or anything like that there. Catherine all did that when she did her work on the videos. And so you didn't really have anything to reference to be honest. Usually you have like a flashcard, you have photos, something to help you if you get stuck or you maybe lose your way, you have something to look to. But you didn't really have anything like that. And I'm used to walking about and doing stuff like that, but you had to stand dead straight and look down into the camera. And then you had Robert and Joyce in front of you as well, and a few ministers often popped by as well. So it was quite a daunting experience at times. But the Lord did give help, and we were able to do up these different meetings that we did, especially the holiday Bible clubs. And Catherine deserves a lot of credit, and she did a lot of work behind the scenes, which a lot of people don't know about. And we want to thank her for that, for giving up her time and her talents even for this work and that she did for the Lord. So I do want to thank Catherine for all the work that she did, even behind the scenes. And for these holiday Bible clubs, we actually managed to record all 5 days in one day. I still don't know how we did it. I would like to see the blooper reel at some point to see what all happened. But towards the end of the day, I think we're all a wee bit doolally. But we got there, and we managed to get these weeks recorded in just one day. And it actually was nice to work with Robert and Joyce. And our work in its nature, lonely is not maybe quite the right word, but you're doing a lot of things by yourself. You're preparing by yourself. You're doing meetings by yourself. You're traveling by yourself. And I hadn't really got to work with Robert and Joyce that much. But so it was really nice to be able to work with them and get to know them and be able to ask them questions and know that even you have that, being able to be comfortable enough with them to be able to ring them up if you needed anything. And so that was nice to be able to be working with Robert and Joyce over those few months. So we had different types of setups for different things that we did. So if we did a quiz, we didn't usually use our green screen. And then for some of our holiday Bible clubs, we went outside, just something a wee bit different. And so Robert, he was up Scrabble Tower, and I was out in the field of flowers talking about growing with Christ. And then for our Christmas one, of course, we had to have a few decorations up just to make it that wee bit extra Christmassy. So for each one of our holiday Bible clubs that we did up a little promo video for just to give the kids a little taste about what we were going to do. And so I have one of these here, and this is from our Easter one that we did in 2021. And so maybe you haven't seen any of our videos before. Hopefully this will give you a little taste about what they're like. So hopefully this will all work for me. Starting on Good Friday, we would love for you to join the FEC Kids team for a very special holiday Bible club being held over the Easter weekend.
We'll be singing some of our favourite choruses and telling the wonderful, wonderful Easter story. We'll be making some fantastic crafts. You just wait and see what Christina has prepared for crafts. We'll be doing some filming outside. So you watch in to see where we are outside and see if you can guess before you're told. So we're excited about this Easter Holiday Bible Club, and we hope that you will be really, really excited as well.
So boys and girls, don't you forget, you be here, tune in, watch it. So until then, goodbye and God bless.
Gives you a little taster about what our videos are like. Some people told me we're quite like CBeebies, we're quite bright and colourful and cheerful. And I will say, if you want to feel like a kid again and feel like you're back in children's meeting, go and watch some of our videos and you will feel like you're back sitting in children's meeting again, doing all the courses and things like that. So that's what, just a wee taster about what our holiday Bible clubs were like. But I think the same with our first Bible corners that we put out, we didn't really know how many kids were going to actually want to watch these holiday Bible clubs. Again, they were for a week long during the summer, during the holidays, and they were slightly longer, and we just didn't know. However, we were able to tell or able to see because we ran competitions for each one of the holiday Bible clubs, and the kids were able to take pictures of their worksheets and their crafts and then send them in to us, and then we were very randomly pick a best worksheet and a best craft. And so the first day, I remember it so vividly, the first day that we did the holiday Bible club, I remember at night time scrolling through the photos on Facebook and thinking, this cannot be right. There were so many photos. And those first two, especially the first two holiday Bible clubs that we put out, there was about 250 photos sent back of crafts and 250 photos sent back of worksheets each day. And so we had to up the prizes from 1 to 10, to 10 vouchers we had to send out. And it was amazing to see so many kids sending back all these pictures. And they had to have watched really the videos to be able to do the crafts and the worksheets. And that was so encouraging. And I've got some of the photos here with me tonight, just of some of the kids. And just seeing their wee smiles just makes all that hard work worth it that we did. And just how much they seem to be enjoying and doing the crafts and doing the worksheets. This is a lab, in case you're wondering what that is, a lava lamp that we did. The kids seemed to enjoy it. That was quite a stressful one to film because it either worked or didn't. Thankfully, mine worked that time, but that was a fun one to do. I think we were doing about the cruise of oil that didn't run out. I think it was that Bible lesson. So that was one of the ones that we did, and just some more photos as well that we had. We are so thankful to the kids for wanting to watch. And if the kids weren't watching, not that there would be no point in doing it, but it was for kids especially. And we want to thank the children for wanting to watch and taking part and getting involved with the videos. And we're so thankful to parents, to grandparents, to whoever it may be. So thankful to our church family as a whole for supporting these videos over the year and a half that they went out. We are so grateful and so thankful to you for your support and for your prayers that you did give to us even during these year and a half and these videos that went out. Most of all, we are so thankful to the Lord for how he used these videos to speak to boys and girls. And we did hear of children coming and being saved through these holiday Bible clubs. And we are so thankful to the Lord for that. And we give him all the glory. And how he, like I said, he did open up this way for us to serve him in the midst of a global pandemic. To serve him and to serve even the boys and girls and to be able to go and to speak to them about their need of a saviour. There's some, just looking at those pictures, some really great crafts out there, a lot better than the ones I did. Some very talented children or mummies out there who put a lot of work into those crafts. And then just some there from our Christmas one and that we put out as well. So this is really how the online work went, and it did keep going until really summer of 2021. However, although the online work is great and it has its many many advantages, all that stuff is still there, all the videos are still there, and it was good when we had to use it. However, you cannot beat having the boys and girls in front of you and having them come out to church. And thankfully, in summer of 2021, we were able to start up our in-person holiday Bible clubs again. My first holiday Bible club, and I think it was my first ever children's meeting since March of 2020, was down in Kesh. Now, Kesh is a good 2 hours for me to get down to Kesh, but I was more than willing to do that 4-hour round trip each day down to Kesh to speak to the boys and girls there. And it was wonderful. It was such a great summer just to have the kids in front of you and to be able to do the memory verses with them, to do the choruses with them, to have them up and doing the actions. And it was wonderful. And it was a really blessed summer where the Lord really did work among our boys and girls. And I think there was a little bit of fear in many places that the kids wouldn't come out. And for a year and a half, I guess, there hadn't been anything. There had been no children's meetings, perhaps no Sunday schools and things. There was that fear, I think, that the children wouldn't come back out to church again. However, in all of the places that I helped out at, the amount of children that were coming out far exceeded what they thought would come. And just one example of that is over in Larne. And I did a week there of holiday Bible clubs. And the Monday morning, Reverend Brown rang me and said, listen, if we get 15 out, we'll be doing good. And I said, that's no problem, 15's grand. And I got to the church, and it was their little back room, kind of behind their main church building. And I walked in, and I thought, there's more than 15 kids here. and they kept coming and coming and coming and coming. And they had 35 out that first night, and they had to move it into the main church building. And that was the same every night. They had that consistent number, 35, 40 kids coming out. And the great thing was they saw new kids as well as old children that had left even before the COVID had come and before the churches had closed, and they'd come back again. And that was so encouraging to not only myself, but also to the people there in Lauren, even to see those children coming back out again. And it was the same everywhere. And the Lord really did do a great work. And it was wonderful then to hear that come September, that those children were still continuing to come out, even when the children's meetings start up again. But bringing the work right up to date, it has been a real blessing to be able to get back to the work again in a full-time manner. And the church work is pretty much back to normal again. And we're able to go and do children's meetings and Sunday schools, youth meetings, and to start up our deputation meetings again. This past summer 2022, we were able to take part in many holiday Bible clubs and camps, with many children being reached with the good news of the gospel. As you can imagine, summer is the busiest time, usually the busiest time of us and as children's workers. And that past year and this past year was no different. And it was fantastic to see so many children coming out to meetings held in churches, community centres, people's lawns. I ended up in a kitchen at one point doing a Bible story from a kitchen, and it was really wonderful to see. And we were all over the country again, from Kesh down to Annalong, Dunmurry, Macrofelt, and everywhere in between. And this past summer, in many of the places that I spoke at, I spoke on the theme of kingdoms and crowns, looking and tying in with our own Lake Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations that were held last year. And the kids looked at many different kings and queens throughout the Bible, good and bad, and learned many different lessons. And I'd ask you to pray that even those children who came out will be able to say, even as we looked at in the last day, the King of Kings, they'll be able to say that Christ is King of their lives and that they've given their lives, their hearts unto Him. Last summer as well, I also had the opportunity to be a leader at the United Children's Camp, which is run by our mission board. It was my first time there as a leader, and I can truly say it was a really blessed week. And there was quite a few kids from Ballymena that were here, and it was a really wonderful week. And we had around 50 children who attended, with different activities being held throughout the week to keep them entertained and to hopefully tire them out. And the great thing about kids is they have to eventually go to bed. At some point or another, they do have to go to sleep. And the youth can stay up all night, but kids come 11 o'clock, most of them are out for the count. And it was so funny, in the last night, the Thursday night, they're like, we're doing an all-nighter, we're doing an all-nighter. And by 11 o'clock, they were all in bed. It was great, we could get to sleep. But we also had all of the activities that we had. We had two meetings as well, held every day, where we looked at the life of George Mueller and then at different people who met the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the highlights of me for the week was hearing so many of the campers just give a very simple word of testimony. And just to hear them stand up, or to see them stand up and just tell their friends and tell us how the Lord had saved them. And it was wonderful to see and wonderful to hear. And it's such an encouragement even to know that they are, yes, they're our church at the minute, but they're the future of our church as well. The future ministers, the future missionaries, future elders, deacons, whoever it may be, they're there. And there they are, even at a young age, willing to tell others about how the Lord had saved them. This year as well, we got camp again this year. And this year, the Lord really did answer prayer. And we have 2 weeks of camp going this year. And that was a desire of a lot of people, that we could have those 2 weeks. We had to turn away so many kids last year because there simply wasn't enough room. But this year, we're having the 2 weeks, and the Lord answered prayer, and it's booked out again this year. So about 100 kids coming over those 2 weeks. And again, I'd ask you to pray for those children who come, that the Lord would really help them, and that it would be a week where they will grow with Him, especially those who are saved, that the Lord would give them and even help them to know what it means to be a Christian and even to start in their walk with the Lord. And especially perhaps for those kids who are coming who are not saved, that the Lord would even show them again their need of a Saviour, and He would show them even their need to come and get right before Him. I'd ask you to pray for us as workers and as leaders at the camp. I'm doing the 2 weeks. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but we're going to do it anyway. But there is tiredness I'm sure will hit in at some point. So I'd ask you to pray for us, that the Lord would give us wisdom as we even speak with the boys and girls each day, and help us to be good examples onto them, and even give that physical go to get going, and to have that the strength to keep on going throughout those 2 weeks. And speaking of this summer, I do have a very busy summer ahead, which is really wonderful. And like I said, summer is the busiest time for us. But sometimes you do look at your diary and you think how you're going to get through it all. But the Lord does give help. And we've got 10 weeks of holiday Bible clubs this year, and then the 2 weeks of camp on top of that, going from the middle of June right through to the middle of September. And again, I'd ask you to pray first and foremost for the kids, that they will come to these meetings and that they will be ready and willing to hear what the Lord has to say to them, and that they will be spoken to about their need of a saviour. I'd ask you to pray for myself as well, and even for safety as we travel around the roads. The Lord will give wisdom, even on what subjects to cover, and again for that mental and physical strength even to go through those weeks. And please pray too for the workers, and they do a lot of work behind the scenes. And if any of you here are involved in children's work, you know how hard these work, and there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. So please do pray for the workers, even at these holiday Bible clubs, and for others as well, not only myself, but others who'll be doing a work for the Lord throughout this summer, these holiday Bible clubs, that as we all sow the seed and as we water it, that the Lord will give the increase and give a great harvest of souls among our children. And please pray too, even that the Lord would open and would lead and guide even to new ways to serve him among our boys and girls, that he would open those doors, close those doors that need to be closed, but that he will give those opportunities to perhaps do different work for him among our boys and girls, even among our churches. But that is really the church side of our of the work that we do. And our work really has two branches to it. There's a church side and then there's a school side. And as you can imagine, the schools took a big hit during COVID. And it did take a long time for us to be able to get back into primary schools and to do a work there. And the great thing was that we were actually able to do up online school assemblies for schools to be able to use be able to show in their classrooms, and just something for them to be able to use as a form again of outreach even in the schools. And school assembly is a really important part of the day. And we were able to contact those principals that are those schools that we had been in before the pandemic and let them know that these assemblies were there for them to use. And they're all on YouTube, so very accessible for everyone to go on and to use. And those principals came back to us saying they were very grateful that we had done this and that they were using them in their schools. And so Robert had the great idea, and it was a very good idea, a great idea to contact every primary school in Northern Ireland and to let them know that these assemblies were there. I don't think Robert realised how many primary schools there are in Northern Ireland. There's a lot. I can testify to that. There's a lot of primary schools. But we took a bite to the task and we split the country up into the six counties. And I got County Antrim and County Londonderry. And I think I sent about 250 emails out to different primary schools and to let them know that these assemblies were there for them. Now, I sadly didn't get 250 people replying back saying, yes, we're going to use these. But we did get some new contacts that were made into some new schools. And that then led that when everything opened up again, that was new schools for us to go into. And that was a real answer to prayer, even concerning these assemblies, that it would open up new doors into new schools. And we were able to get back into our schools, really. January of 2021 was when things eventually opened up to us. And thankfully, kind of this last September, things have really opened up and things in the school are back to normal again. And we've been able to go in and to have those monthly bookings and to take assemblies into different schools. And I work mostly around Ballymena and Ballymoney. And we've been able to get around into a good number of schools around this area and to do online or to do those once a month assemblies. Along with that, we do after school Bible clubs as well. And I'm currently in Kirk and Riola Primary doing a Bible club there. And I'd ask you to pray for those 15, 20 kids that come out. And we've seen, and I've said this, that you can see them growing every week, and they do learn a lot more. They do learn as we go on week by week. So I ask you to pray for us, even as we've got a few weeks left, 3 weeks left, over in Kirk and Riola, as we continue to look at Daniel, and the Lord would give us help there, and that he would speak to those kids that are there, and for especially those who are not saved, the Lord would show them their need of a saviour. I also, this year, just got into Carnini Primary, just down the road from us there, and I got in there twice this year, and I'm thankful for that. It's a big school with about 300 pupils there in Carnini. And I got 5 minutes, which is not a lot. 5 minutes is not a lot of time to do a lesson. But 5 minutes is still 5 minutes. And the Lord can do amazing things in 5 minutes. So I'd ask you to pray even as hopefully then next year, as we get back in again, that those 5 minutes will add up. And that even as myself and others as well go in, that the Lord would really work and speak among our boys and girls. And tomorrow morning, I'm up in Murfield's Primary School, day in their assembly tomorrow morning, so I appreciate your prayers for there as well. I'd ask you to pray even that the Lord would continue to keep the doors open among our schools. And there's a lot of pressure from outside influences to keep us out of schools and to keep the gospel out of schools. I'd ask you to pray for ourselves, that a door would stay open for Christian principals and Christian teachers, that the Lord would give them wisdom and help and even the courage to stand up and to allow us to keep coming in to the schools. And again, that new doors, even come this September, that new doors will be open to reach many more children about their need of a saviour. And that is why we do the work that we do, so that children will hear the good news of the gospel and that they will walk in the truth of the word of God. And that's what we've been reading here in this little letter of 3 John in verse 4, that children would walk in truth. Here in this third epistle of John, we have recorded for us his letter to a fellow brother in the gospel, Gaius. We're not told much about Gaius, but what we do read here about him in this short letter does much to commend him to us. We read in verse 3 that John rejoiced greatly in hearing reports about him and rejoiced mostly in hearing that he was walking in the truth. In verse 4, we have those words there recorded for us. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Now, although these words were written by John, primarily talking about Gaius and about fellow believers, I believe we could also take these words literally for us here tonight and say that we should have no greater joy than to hear that our children, our little ones and our older ones, are walking in the truth of the Lord. We should have no greater joy than this. It should be the desire of every Christian parent, of every children's worker, of every child of God, to see the young children walking in the truth of the Lord. And that is why we do the work that we do among the boys and girls, so that they will walk in the truth. We have to ask that question then, well, what is this truth that the boys and girls are to walk in? Well, very simply, it is that truth written within the word of God. And most importantly, the truth of salvation, that we are all sinners in the eyes of God, and we need to have our sins washed away. And our children need to hear it. And that is why it's so important that we as a church place an importance on child evangelism. And I'm so thankful that our church does, and we do care about our boys and girls. But our boys and girls are being fed so much lies from the world that is contrary to the word of God. They're being taught that they can live their lives whatever way they want. They're being taught this in certain schools, through TV, through social media, through different things. They're being taught that they don't have to answer to anyone for their actions. They're not going to be held responsible for anything that they do. But that is not what the Bible teaches us. The Word of God clearly says, be sure your sin will find you out. And so it is important that the boys and girls of this land are being taught the Word of God. And the boys and girls here in this land do need to be taught it as much as anywhere else. And we can see that when we go around the schools. And it's not every school, but in certain schools you go in and you see the kids and they have no idea. They don't even know the basics of the Word of God. And you think, you know, sometimes you think, oh, maybe I shouldn't do about Adam and Eve because they'll all know it. But the truth is, half of them don't know it. Perhaps more than half of them don't know even the basics of the Word of God. And so our children do need to be taught the things of God. And a wonderful thing is that children can walk in the truth. And so it is vital that we do teach them the truth of the Word of God. Throughout the Bible, we read of children walking in the truth. You think of Samuel, of David, and even the Lord as a child walked in the truth of his father. We read of more children in another letter of John, just in 2 John. And again, in verse 4 of 2 John, we read, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. The Bible clearly states that children can be saved. There's a wonderful passage in Matthew 18, and in verse 6 of Matthew 18, we have the Lord say, whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me? And in verse 11, we learn that Christ has come to save that which was lost, and surely that includes the boys and girls. And in verse 14, we see that it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. And these are all proofs to us that children can be saved and that they can walk in the truth of the Word of God. And we want our boys and girls then to continue walking in that truth when they are saved. Our greatest joy again should be our little ones who are saved continually walking on with the Lord, especially when they get up into their teenage years. And the word walk here in 3 John verse 4 in the original Greek means something along the lines of to tread or to walk at large. It's like a worn path that you might walk upon. It's habitual for them. They're occupied even with this truth, with this walk that they're on. And that's what we want the boys and girls to do, that throughout their lives, their walk will be guided by the truth of the Bible and that they will habitually look to that truth for guidance and that they'll be occupied with the Word of God. And that is why it's so important that there are those workers then among the boys and girls to even break down the word of life to them and to break down those deep things of the Bible, to give them that good foundation to build on even in their childhood, to help them to go up even into their teenage years and further on, and that even through that good foundation, they'll stay close to the Lord during those times when it is hard to be a Christian, but they'll have that good foundation even to lean upon. And I'd encourage you here tonight that if any of you here does have a relationship with a child, and I'm sure most of us here tonight do, even a relationship with a child who is saved, I'd encourage you to even continue to encourage them to read their Bibles and to pray, and even take it upon yourself to teach them the truth in the Bible and how they should live their lives by that truth. John could say of a certain day that it was his greatest joy, and it should be ours, to see our children walking and going through life on the truth of the Word of God. And we should be praying this for every child, and even especially thinking about here tonight in Ballymena, with so many children in this town, so many schools, so many families. Pray for the children in this church and in the surrounding areas, that the little ones will be walking in the truth of the Word of God. And if it is our chief joy to see little ones brought to the Saviour, think of the joy it brings to the Lord to see the little ones even walking in his truth. So hopefully tonight we have seen the importance of teaching the children the truth of the Word of God. So again, I would ask you tonight for your continued prayer for our work as we seek to do this, as we seek to teach our boys and girls here in Northern Ireland, and especially even for me, especially for the kids around Ballymena and Ballymoney, that the Lord would give us help as we continue to teach them, and that even that he would work in their lives and save them. Pray too, especially for the children here in this place, children that you know, the children that you hold dear to your heart. Pray for them, and for those who aren't saved, and for those who are, that they would continue to walk in the truth. And if we do this, then hopefully we will all have great cause to rejoice tonight as we hear of our children walking in truth. I do hope tonight that you have been encouraged to hear how the Lord has been working among our boys and girls. I encourage you to keep praying, and even that you'll have that renewed determination in your heart to pray for your boys and girls. I'm sure you have holiday Bible clubs planned for the summer and different things. Pray for them, pray for the workers, pray for the children, that the Lord would save them and that he would help them to continue to walk in his truth. Thank you very much.
Let's have a brief word of prayer, and then the online broadcast will end, and then we'll bring some announcements to your own congregations. Let's just pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee for the willingness of Christ to receive little children. And we pray, Lord, that as they hear of the message, as they hear of the only Saviour, we pray, O God, that thou would open their hearts and draw them lovingly and tenderly unto thy dear Son, that they would rest and trust alone in him. We thank thee, Lord, that little children can be saved. We rejoice in this. We thank thee, Lord, that it's not the words we pray, even in our prayer of salvation, but it is the object. It is Christ who is the Saviour. And we bless thee for this, Lord. And we pray, O God, that many little ones, the Lord coming to the understanding of their great need, will put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Bless thy servants who tell children about the Saviour. We pray, O God, for our sister here, particularly tonight. Bless her, Lord. And Lord, open up new doors of service for her. We pray, O God, that thou would help her in her summer ministry, Lord. There's so many consecutive weeks of labor, driving and toil. And Lord, we pray that thou would help her and preserve her. Lord, most of all, she'll know the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, this will be a tremendous summer for an ingathering of precious souls. Lord, we need thee in this land. The up-and-coming generation needs thee, that they might not be like their fathers. We thought about this word, truth. Lord, children walking in truth. We thought about that in the Lord's Day evening. Truth has fallen in the streets. And yet, Lord, we pray, and we thank thee for the abiding truth of thy word. And Lord, boys and girls would walk in that truth and in the light of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So bless us now, and we pray that you'll help us in a few moments as we get to prayer. We ask in the Saviour's worthy and precious name. Amen.